to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is one of the most respected health and wellness advocates of our time. He's been studying and teaching the principles of healthful living for over 40 years. He's helped millions attain permanent weight loss and dramatically improve their health. His book, Fit for Life, held the number one position on the prestigious New York Times bestseller list for an unprecedented 40 consecutive weeks and has sold close to 14 million copies. He's appeared on Oprah, Larry King, Nightline, Good Morning America, The Today Show, and many more. Here to discuss his latest book, Eat for Life, welcome to the show, Harvey Diamond. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Welcome back, Harvey.
Hey, thanks for having me back on here. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, great having you. As you know, I'm a big Harvey Diamond fan and a 20-year advocate of your food combining program. And what I admire most about you is you don't demand the all or nothing like so many authors that we feature on the show. People can still eat foods they love. Share with us how something as simple as just mixing the wrong combinations can have an impact on a person's weight.
Well, it's like you say, it's so easy to be fanatical, but fanaticism doesn't work. Doesn't work with
right.
religion, it doesn't work with the politics, it does not work with diet. The eating experience has to always remain a joyous one, not one that's always leaving us feeling guilty or feeling like we're constantly making mistakes. And the fact is, it's true. It's not an all-or-nothing thing. The whole idea about my books and the reason why they have become so successful and remain so is because I give people permission to do what they want to do as best they can. People aren't as stupid as we tend to think they are. They want to feel better, or they wouldn't even be listening to us right now. And so
exactly.
what they want are some healthy tools. What I do is I share with people tools that are available to them that they can then use to the best of their ability or to the extent that they wish. As regards combining foods, which you just brought up,
right.
it can be made to be complicated. You can. I've seen books on food combining that if it was the first thing I ever read on it, I wouldn't be
right.
food combining either.
That makes
sense. Because people are fanatical, and they get into it, and you can't do anything, and it just takes the joy out of the eating experience. And let's never forget, we're each going to eat about 70 tons of food in our lifetime. So that
right.
is why it needs to remain a pleasurable endeavor. And here it is. Food combining can be extremely simple. And without going into all the little minutia, this is the main part of it, the most important part that will bring people some immediate results if they'll give it a try.
Right.
We have been born and raised in this country in what is called, quote, the meat and potatoes approach to eating. In other words, eating a protein like meat and potatoes like a cooked starch together. And that could also be a fish and rice or chicken and noodles. Everything that we eat, it seems like, or a ham sandwich or pizza, all these things that are a protein and a starch mixed together. Well, as it happens, the human digestive tract, which, by the way, can be traced to any malady a person is suffering from. I don't care what it is. It can be from a headache, skin condition, all the way to cancer. You can trace it all back to how well food was digested in the stomach. When you eat a protein, when you eat a piece of steak and it enters into your stomach, the digestive juice necessary to deal with it is an acid-based juice. However, when you eat a starch, it's not an acid juice that is necessary for digestion. It's alkaline. And anyone who has ever taken even a beginning chemistry class knows that when you put an acid and an alkaline together in the same environment, they will instantaneously neutralize. So it's as if those digestive juices aren't even there. And here we are with food in our stomach, our body's wanting to get to work, but the digestive juices necessary for it just don't happen to be there any longer. Which, if you think about it, every year, one of the pharmaceutical industry's biggest selling drugs, the ones that make them the most amount of money, it's for some type of stomach or digestive disorder.
Right.
That's not a coincidence. Think about it. Stomach aches, gas, bloating, heartburn, gastritis, indigestion, acid reflux disease, constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, colitis, Crohn's, GERD. Good grief, David.
The
list goes on and on and on and on. And here's the question that we need to ask. Why is it, after doing something as fundamentally normal and natural and necessary for life, quite frankly, as eating, do millions of people have to run straight to the medicine cabinet and bombard their bodies with drugs? What's up with that? I'm telling you that one major reason, and I'm not saying it's the only reason, but I'm saying a major contributor to that is the fact that we insist on eating a protein and a starch together at practically every single meal. People will have eggs and toast in the morning. That's a protein and a starch. They'll have a hamburger for lunch. That's a protein and a starch. They'll come home and have fish and rice. That's a protein and a starch. So all day, everything that people are eating, their digestive juices are being diluted. The food is being forced to stay in the stomach far longer than it should. All these digestive problems are happening, and we're being bombarded on television to go out and buy the little purple pill and take one every single day so we don't have to deal with the pain afterwards. What I'm saying is this. Of course, I'm not saying to never have a piece of pizza or never have lasagna or never have a ham and cheese sandwich if that's what you want, or to have a steak and potato on occasion. However, if one of your primary goals in life is to live pain-free and disease-free, how about this? How about enjoying the foods that you like, just not having them all at the same time? You don't have to eat each meal and empty out the entire kitchen at every single meal. If you want to have a steak, go ahead and have it. But instead of having a starch with it at that meal, have some vegetables prepared the way you like and have a nice salad with it. Or maybe it is pasta that you want. Great. Have a big bowl of pasta, like pasta primavera, which has lots of sautéed vegetables. Have some garlic bread with it, because that's also a starch, and have a salad with it. That way, the food will stay in your stomach less time and will be digested more efficiently, and we will have less pain and more energy. Now, this is something that anyone can try, and if they can't do it all the time, don't. I don't do it all the time.
That makes sense. Now, Harvey, last time you were on the show, you gave us a challenge. You said for 10 days, from the time you wake up until noon, don't eat anything except fruit and watch what happens. And I took you up on that challenge because I eat fruit throughout the day. My energy and mood improved like crazy. And on the 10th day, Harvey, puffiness under my eyes disappeared. My skin looked better. All I did was change the time I normally eat my fruits. Share with the listeners how that makes such a difference.
Well, when you wake up in the morning, you have your full complement of energy at your beck and call, because its energy is built all during the day. The idea of waking up in the morning and eating a big breakfast for energy, man, that's like saying jump into a swimming pool to dry off. You don't get energy from eating foods right away. Everybody knows what I mean when I say digestion requires more energy from your body than all other activities of the body combined, and when I say everybody knows what I'm talking about, they know they're tired after they eat, and after they eat a big meal, they're even more tired. Just think of last Thanksgiving. You didn't get up from the table looking for your tennis racket. You were looking for the couch. The plain fact is eating, digestion requires an immense amount of energy. When you wake up in the morning and you have a full complement of energy, why? Why would you want to take an enormous amount of your built-up energy and spend it on a meal that you don't need just because of propaganda and big food giants commercials telling you have to wake up in the morning and eat? So now we are suffering under one of the most ignorant pieces of advice I've ever heard in 40 years. And breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That's one of the reasons why the United States leads the world in the degenerative diseases of affluence: heart disease, cancer, diabetes, osteoporosis, and of course,
Harvey,
obesity.
It's hard to break in because you are something else. So fun to listen to. The information's great. You can order his latest book, Eat for Life, The Ultimate Weight Loss Breakthrough, at harveydiamond.com. While you're there, you can read some great articles he's written. And if you have a question for Harvey, you can click on the Ask Harvey link at the top. Don't forget, you can podcast these shows at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. I'm Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.